Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Let me tell you about this week's Earbuds sponsor. It's the What You're Eating podcast. What You're Eating is a foodprint.org podcast. What You're Eating is here to help us understand how our food gets to our plates and see the full impact of the food we eat on animals, the planet, and people. What You're Eating helps people understand how to shop, cook, and eat more sustainably. The show makes it clear that we won't be able to shop, cook, and eat our way out of a deeply flawed industrial food system. Listen to What You're Eating. Find a link to the show in the show notes of this episode, and you can listen at foodprint.org/what-your-eating. Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for hitting play on this episode. If you're a longtime listener of this podcast and you're a longtime subscriber to our newsletter, you probably know that Earbuds is celebrating 5 years of our newsletter this month. Thank you to everyone who tuned in for last week's anniversary special episode, in which Lauren Pacell, creator of Podcast the Newsletter, interviewed me and Nina Joss, who is Earbuds newsletter and podcast coordinator. We talked about what 5 years of podcast recommendations means. We talked about The Giving Tree and how it is possibly the saddest children's book of all time. We talked about what we remember from our fifth birthday parties, and we talked about a lot more, including podcast recommendations on the theme of wood, which was last week's theme. So make sure to check back in your podcast feed for that episode. We're going to continue the celebration for the rest of the month and possibly a bit more. We really wanted to have an in-person party to celebrate 5 years, but decided against it because of the ongoing pandemic and whatnot. So we may still plan for something in person later this year. In the meantime, we're going to continue celebrating by giving somewhat of a facelift to our website and to our visual assets. More on that soon. We're also going to be releasing a 5-year anniversary data breakdown featuring stats on our most recommended episodes, how many curators we've had, how many minutes of podcasts we've recommended, and a lot more, and that'll be out shortly. We will link to it in the show notes of this episode and last episode, and we will blast it all over social media. You won't miss it. For today's episode of the podcast, I speak with Dan Delgado, host of a podcast called The Industry. He is this week's Earbuds curator, and he's bringing us podcast recommendations on film history. Before creating his podcast, The Industry, he hosted the Radio Dan Show from 2006 to 2020. It was a 1-hour talk show about entertainment news that started online and aired on several public radio stations. In a moment, we'll hit play on my chat with Dan. After we hear from Dan about this week's theme, we'll tell you about our spotlight pick. Actually, you'll hear from one of the creators of our spotlight pick herself, Kimberly Seals Allers, who is an award-winning journalist. Then we'll share some podcast industry news and events. And we've also got a trailer drop from an incredible new show from Tenderfoot TV, plus a special note just for Earbuds listeners from Tenderfoot CEO Donald Albright. All of that is coming up soon on Feedback with Earbuds. Now let's get to my chat with Dan. Dan Delgado is here recording Feedback with Earbuds with me today. I'm very excited to talk with him about his podcast picks for Earbuds Podcast Collective. But before we do that, Dan, who are you?
It's a question I ask myself all the time. I create a podcast. It's called The Industry, and it is a movie history podcast. I used to do an internet radio program for many years out of my home. I managed to will it onto a few small FM stations, and eventually I abandoned that for the glorious world of narrative podcasting, and I think that's who I am.
Tell me more. How did you get started in all of this? What first attracted you to audio and radio?
I can remember this very well. One day I came home and I had this thought in my head. It's all the way back in 2006. And I said, I want to do a talk show. And I don't know why this just popped into my head. I had listened to talk radio for years. That's probably where it comes from. And I kind of decided, all right, how do I figure out how to do this? And I just started a way to do it online. I ended up starting an internet radio station that was all talk shows. I should say I was one of a couple of people who started this station that lasted for about 6 or 7 years, where we had an original lineup of talk shows. And eventually I started listening to podcasts like Radiolab and This American Life, which I think is like the starter kit podcast for everybody. And as I started listening to those types of shows, I thought, oh, you know what? This is so much more interesting. I want to do that instead. I want to make shows that sound like that. And so I did it in a topic that I happen to know already a lot about, something that I'm already interested in. And I think that brings us up to this moment in time.
And this moment in time is that your podcast is called The Industry. And what's that about?
It is a narrative podcast that examines overlooked movie history. It's episodic, so you can jump in at any time and any episode, and you don't have to worry about having missed anything.
And have you always just been a film buff?
Yeah, pretty much. I'd say, yeah, I think my entire life that would apply.
Do you have a favorite, or are you one of those people who's like, I can't possibly narrow down my favorite? Because that's how I am with podcasts. Probably with movies too.
I understand this. I actually do have a favorite, and I'm working on a podcast idea about this favorite, and that I'm just going to be doing for like fun, not because I think it's going to advance anything, because my favorite is a movie that it's not a favorite of anybody else's. It's a movie called Let It Ride. It's a 1989 comedy with Richard Dreyfuss. It takes place at a horse, it's one day at a horse track, and that's pretty much what it is. It's ultra wacky. It's very fun. I've seen it many times. And yeah, for a while I would say, I don't know what my favorite is, but then I would toss this movie out. And so now I'm just tossing this movie out. I mean, I could list like five others, but like, that's it. That's the one right there.
That's the one.
That's the one.
All right, Dan, let's shift gears a bit and talk about this week's podcast picks that you have curated for us on the theme Film History Podcast. First of all, I would like to ask you, why did you choose this theme?
I chose this theme specifically because it is my favorite theme. I don't really listen to a lot of movie podcasts per se, but if there is something about movie history, which is exactly the category that I do a podcast about myself, then my interest is piqued and I must explore. So this is maybe my favorite genre.
I love it. All right. So we're going to go through your podcast picks. I'm going to ask you about each one. And will you do me the honor of telling me about each one of them?
I will do any honor you so desire, Ariel.
All right. So the first podcast is You Must Remember This. And the episode is called It Wasn't Sexism Then, Polly Platt, The Invisible Woman, Episode 1. What is that one about?
Oh, this is a stellar season of You Must Remember This, where we discuss Polly Platt. You know, it's funny. Her ex-husband, Peter Bogdanovich, famed movie director of Last Picture Show, a number of other things, just passed away a month ago. So and let me rephrase that when I say it's funny. It's a weird coincidence, not that I'm not laughing funny about the man's demise. But he was married to this woman, Polly Platt, and at a certain point, like in the early 70s, she was very instrumental in the early success that he had. And this whole series, this whole season goes into her story as a woman who was behind the scenes doing so many things and getting no recognition for it. Or I should say little to no recognition. If you're some uber film geek, you know who she was. If you're not, then you don't. And this episode here starts it off with her and her marriage to Peter. It's just really good stuff. Can't recommend it enough.
All right. The next podcast is The Plot Thickens, and the episode is called Lighting the Fire. What you got for us there?
Okay. So this entire season, this is season 2 of The Plot Thickens, where they look at the making of one film for an entire season, The Bonfire of the Vanities, a misfire from 1990. And what's really fascinating about this season is that they have the woman who wrote the book about this misfire, Julie Salomon, who was on the set just documenting everything and also recording with a tape recorder at the time, all of the cast members, all of the crew. So there's a ton of archival audio that you just would not get anywhere else. And I remember that I had this actual topic on my list of things to do. And because I have a long list of topics that I'm going to go through. And then one day this pops out and it's just like, well, I guess I'm not doing that.
They stole it.
I'm not doing it. I mean, the woman, Julie Salomon, she is the de facto host of this season. It's her story. She was there. Oh, she wrote a book. She recorded everyone. You know, what can you do about that?
The next podcast comes from The Secret History of Hollywood. And the episode is Carrie, Part One.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. This podcast, this episode, Ariel, it's 12 hours long.
I just want you to know that Dan has picked up his microphone and is holding it now in his hand. He's that excited about this. Yeah, so go ahead.
I have a tendency to do this. 12 hours. Who makes an episode that's 12 hours long? It's completely, what an insane thing to do.
One episode is 12 hours? Yeah,
no, not the series. This is an episode.
I need to look this,
this
up.
This episode on Cary Grant, the first part of, you know, there's two of them. And I want to say that Cary Part 1 and Cary Part 2, at least a year apart in their release. So I don't exactly know what goes on with the making of the secret history of Hollywood. But I will tell you this, it's incredibly lush. Like, the production design on this episode is phenomenal. You know, it's not getting any better than the insane effort that this man has put into this series.
Cary Part 1 is 12 hours and 40 minutes. Part 2, Volume 1, is 7 hours and 15 minutes. Part 2, Volume 2, is 8.5 hours. That is so much. I need to listen to this to know.
It is so much. I know.
It's a movie. I mean, that's like 3 movies each.
Right? Basically, you're now just listening to an audiobook, but it's a really good audio.
Right.
You know, if you look at it that way, because I think some people might look at a 12-hour podcast and go, well, I don't have the time for that. But, you know, if you just break it down, I did not take my Saturday and say, well, this is it. You know, me and a Red Bull and my headphones. No, it was, all right, I'm going to listen to a little bit here. Oh, my God. Wait, here comes the Philadelphia story. I'm so excited. No, just chop it out piece by piece. And excellent, excellent podcast.
Just for folks who don't know, I do not know. Tell me about Cary Grant.
You don't know Cary Grant? Is that true?
I'm not a movie person, and I'm definitely not a historical movie person.
Okay,
yeah.
Now listen. Teach me. I am not someone who would ever shame anybody for not knowing a guy who stopped acting in the 1960s, right?
Oh, wow.
So it's perfectly acceptable.
I feel okay about this.
To not know Cary Grant. But as far as classic Hollywood goes, he is, I don't know, maybe your number one, maybe your number two star of the time. He was known for his light comedic touch and as handsome as it gets. My goodness. If I could be reincarnated as just like, if I could have a different face, that might be the one that I'm picking. Like, you know, Cary Grant, like Philadelphia Story, like that era, 1940. Yeah, I'll take that. One of my absolute favorites. So maybe that helps out in my interest for sticking it out for 12 hours and then another 8 hours.
Thank you for breaking that down for us.
If you want to give you a whole list of Cary Grant movies to watch, I can do
that. Thank you. The next recommendation comes from the podcast Gene and Roger, and the episode is called I Must Destroy Him.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so now this is interesting because it comes from a podcast. Okay, so you can look it up as Gene and Roger, but it's actually a series within another podcast series.
It looks like it's a Spotify original. Here it is. It's called The Big Picture.
That's what it is, The Big Picture. There you go. So The Big Picture is a podcast that is a conversational type podcast about what's going on in movies. But this series, which is within that series, is a narrative podcast that goes into the relationship of Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert, the famed movie critics from, you know, if you know Siskel and Ebert, if you were a movie dork growing up in the 1980s, they were at one point the most influential movie critics. And definitely they were rivals because they both worked in Chicago. They both worked for two different Chicago newspapers and they couldn't stand each other. And so they put them together on this TV show where they would review movies. And at first, they couldn't stand each other, and people kind of watched because of the clashing that would go on. It was, you know, wait a minute, what do you mean you don't like Jaws 2? What's the matter with you? You know, so that was going on all the time, and people would watch for the conflict. And over time, they grew to really respect and love each other. And this podcast really does an excellent job of diving into that history. And if you are a child of the 80s, like I am, then it will tap into this nostalgia that either you will enjoy, or maybe you'd say, oh, God, that hurts because it's so
hard. Just to clarify, that is from the Big Picture podcast. The series within the Big Picture podcast is called Gene and Roger, and it comes from the Ringer Network.
There you go. You've got it all together right there.
Just wanted to recap, put a little bow on it. All right. The next and the last podcast for this week's theme, which is film history podcasts, comes from The Originals and is called Joe Esterhaas.
The Originals. This is the only interview show that I have listed. I think everything else is a narrative podcast, but this comes out, I think, once a month. And the host, Andrew Goldman, does an excellent job with his interviews. He is able to simultaneously dig out wonderful things from people that you don't hear anywhere else, but at the same time also creates unbelievably awkward moments. So while he's excellent at getting us new information, he's also excellent at, I don't know, there's something about his interview style that is just a little cringy, but all in the best ways possible for a listener. So this episode, which is with screenwriter Joe Esterhaas, who wrote sophisticated classics like Showgirls and Basic Instinct, is very good because of just how kind of dicey it is. He is someone who will, you know, he's got receipts for everybody, and he has no problem with telling you all about them. So excellent stuff. That podcast is always good. Comes out about once a month.
Amazing. Those were your five podcast picks. I did notice that you did not include your own episode, one of your own episodes, as part of that theme. And I will now take the time to ask you, if you were to have included one of your own episodes, which one would you have included to go along with these five amazing recommendations?
There was an episode that I did last year that is, it's called Comrade Kukor, and it is about this 1970s children's movie that was called The Blue Bird. And it's sort of creepy in the way of a 1970s children's movie like Willy Wonka. You know, it's kind of got that feel weaved into it. But the reason it's a unique thing is that it was made with these very noble intentions. We're going to not just make some Hollywood movie. We are now reaching across the globe, and we're going to make a co-production with the Soviet Union. And so now we've got two countries coming together for the first time to make a motion picture. And it turns into this unbelievable quagmire and disaster because they film it in the Soviet Union and all of the people, right? So they have roped in major stars. They've got Liz Taylor. They've got Jane Fonda. They've got Ava Gardner. They've got Cicely Tyson. All right, all these ladies, come on over to the Soviet Union. And when they get there, they just don't realize what they're in for when they get there. So the idea was, we're going to have these Hollywood stars in front of the camera. We're going to have Soviet technicians behind the camera. But the difference in the advancement between both sides was, it was great. It was a great distance. These Soviet people, their cameras were very old. Their production style was very old. They needed to, for example, film in a cabin. The beginning of the movie takes place in a cabin. And so as Todd Luckenland, he plays the small boy who stars in the movie. Here's how he explained this to me. He said, you know, in Hollywood, what you would do is you would make a set, and it would be a cabin. It would be the first floor of the cabin, and then it would open up and you can move the cameras in and out. And then you would have another set for the second floor of the cabin and the same thing. However, in the Soviet Union, they just built a cabin. And so now people are lugging things upstairs. It's completely inconvenient. Eventually, they had a cinematographer who had never lit a black person before. So the way that Cicely Tyson was looking on film was almost unusable. So they had to, like, partially through, they had to shut everything down. They had to bring in new people. They had to get it going again. The whole thing is just a completely insane story.
Well, Dan,
Yes.
Thank you so much for curating this list for us. Thank you for bringing us 5+ episodes on the theme of film history podcasts. What do you hope listeners get out of your curated picks?
I hope they find something interesting to listen to. And then all of these shows are excellent shows, not just these particular episodes. So what I would like is if you've never heard these shows, you give one a listen and then maybe you stick with it for, you know, and maybe now you've got a new favorite show to listen to.
Love it. Dan, thank you for joining me on Feedback with Earbuds.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you to Dan Delgado for joining me in the virtual earbud studio powered by Squadcast.fm to chat about film history podcasts. Dan's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, and they'll be available in newsletter form at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Do you want to be our next earbuds curator? Anyone can curate a list for us. You can find a link to the application form in the newsletter. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast Birthright. Here to tell us about our spotlight podcast of the week is one of the creators of the show herself, Kimberly Seals Allers. Here she is.
Hey, Earbuds listeners. I'm Kimberly Seals Allers, and I'm an award-winning journalist and host of Birthright. We're excited to have been selected as the spotlight pick for this week. Birthright is a podcast about joy and healing in Black birth. Our powerful episodes feature joyful Black birth stories or host healing sessions for victims of birth trauma. Our podcast combines compelling storytelling with experts and analysis as part of our mission to bring joy back into the Black birth narrative and to restore joy to those who were denied it. With our podcast, we're reclaiming our birthright, one story at a time. You can find it wherever you get your podcast and at our website, birthrightpodcast.com.
Thank you to Kimberly for sending in that voice clip. Make sure to check out her podcast, Birthright. Next up, we've got a message from Donald Albright, who is the CEO and president of Tenderfoot TV. Tenderfoot TV was founded in 2016 by Atlanta director and independent filmmaker Payne Lindsay and music industry veteran Donald Albright. Tenderfoot launched onto the podcasting scene with the award-winning true crime podcast Up and Vanished. The viral sensation became an international news story after influencing 2 arrests in a decade-old cold case. Tenderfoot's flagship show has received nearly 350 million downloads to date, creating a blueprint for additional groundbreaking content like the critically acclaimed podcast Atlanta Monster and the award-winning podcast To Live and Die in L.A. Here's Donald Albright with a note about one of Tenderfoot TV's latest drops.
Hey, Earbuds listeners. This is Donald Albright, president and co-founder of Tenderfoot TV, here to tell you about our newest true crime meets history podcast called The MLK Tapes. Through rare recordings and eyewitness testimony, The MLK Tapes revisits the plot to kill Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's hosted by author Bill Klaber, who you may remember as host of the hit podcast The RFK Tapes. You can binge the first 7 episodes of the MLK Tapes now. Check out the trailer.
When I got home, my wife and I was in the kitchen, and it came over the radio. And it just knocked me down.
Martin Luther King Jr. was killed tonight in Memphis, Tennessee. Shot in the face as he stood alone on the balcony of his hotel room.
And I have lived with it so long, I've been wanting to tell it all my life.
You know the story. On April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King was shot and killed in Memphis. A petty criminal named James Earl Ray was arrested. He pled guilty to the crime and spent the rest of his life in prison. Case closed. Right?
One of the problems that came out when I got the Ray case was that some of the evidence, as far as I was concerned, did not match the circumstances.
The authorities would parade, oh, we found a gun that James Earl Ray bought in Birmingham that killed Dr. King. Except, it wasn't the gun that killed Dr. King.
Since Ray didn't have a trial, the evidence against him was never tested by a jury, and witnesses with accounts that didn't fit with the official narrative never got a chance to take the stand. But over the years, one by one, people overcame fear and stepped forward with what they saw, what they heard, and in some cases, what they did.
The plan was to get King to the city because they wanted it handled in Memphis where Daddy and them could handle it.
I called the Union Hall. I said, it's a matter of life and death. I said, I think these people are planning to kill Dr. King.
From iHeartRadio and Tenderfoot TV, a new series that challenges what we've all been told about the murder of Martin Luther King. A story told by people who were there.
The news media likes to put it out, James Earl Ray, the self-confessed killer of Dr. Martin Luther King. Well, that's an error. He never confessed. He always denied it.
James Earl Ray was a pawn for the official story.
I'm Bill Klaber, and this is the MLK Tapes.
Well, there was three shooters plus me, and I knew Ray didn't do the killing because I was looking at him when the shot was fired. I was the one who was supposed to kill Ray.
Wow, what an amazing trailer. That is a textbook example of a podcast trailer. I feel like if you're ever looking to create a trailer for a podcast, look to this one for inspiration. It really made me want to go out and listen to the show right now, and I'm going to do it right after I finish recording this episode. Thank you to Donald for sending in that note for us at Earbuds, and thank you to Mackenzie for coordinating this connection between Tenderfoot TV and Earbuds Podcast Collective. Before we close it out, a few podcasty things that you might be interested in. There's been a lot of podcast news lately. You may have heard about Spotify's recent acquisitions of two podcast-related companies, Podsites and Chartable. That adds to their already pretty big collection of podcast companies. If you're having trouble keeping up with all the acquisitions and what they mean for the industry and for you as a listener or creator, here are a few newsletters that I recommend. The first one is Pod News. It's a daily industry briefing. Get it at podnews.net. The next is Sounds Profitable. It's a weekly newsletter and podcast about podcast ad tech. Get it at soundsprofitable.com. And Inside Podcasting, it is 2 to 3 times per week. It's a newsletter with recommendations and industry insights. Get it at inside.com/podcasting. Also, Podcast Movement is happening in March. It's one of the biggest podcast industry conferences, and it's going to be in Los Angeles, March 23rd to 26th. I'll be there. If you're going to be there too, I would love to meet you and say hello, maybe get a drink, do some podcast recommendation trading and some schmoozing. So let me know if you'll be at Podcast Movement. And that is it for this week of Feedback with Earbuds. We are back next week with more podcast recommendations. Happy listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.